Big win last night in the American League Championship Series, and we get ready for Game 5 tonight. Jen McCaffrey is covering the team in Houston for The Athletic, and she joins us. Jen, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Any suspicious characters lurking around, making notes, writing things down while you're reporting?
You knew that this was going to be a pretty good series, but obviously all these extracurricular things kind of happening around these two teams make it even more intriguing. So yeah, I haven't seen anybody today, but I haven't gotten to the park just yet. So.
And what are we hearing on that? Is there going to be any fallout before this series ends, or will that come later?
MLB just released a statement a couple minutes ago, actually, and it basically said that while they acknowledge the Astros kind of had someone next to the Red Sox dugout in Game 1 of the ALCS, that there was no wrongdoing apparently that they found. I'm not really sure exactly how they kind of determined that, but they sort of released a general statement, basically saying they had. Even before any of this, came to light with the Astros, perhaps, spying basically on the Red Sox, they had started investigating just throughout the regular season, I guess, different teams that had concerns about other teams. And they said not one specific club, but just in general of teams kind of spying on each other. So, I mean, I guess, teams are always looking for an advantage. And obviously this time of the year is kind of when this stuff gets heightened.
No question about that. Well, a great win last night for the team. And Jackie Bradley Jr., my goodness, he suddenly morphed into Johnny Damon in the postseason.
Yeah, it's nice to see a guy like him, obviously, after all these, struggles he's had throughout his career, the, inconsistency at the plate, the streakiness that he's always kind of lived with, to kind of, be in the limelight right now. Obviously he had that bases clearing double the other night at Fenway, and then last night the grand slam that kind of broke things open. He's obviously found a groove, and he's riding one of those hot streaks, and they'll take it because they can kind of, this is one of those lineups they can get offense from anywhere. I think that Jackie's proving that right now.
Fans were hoping Dave Dombrowski would go get some bullpen help. He went a different direction, but boy, it's hard to argue with the acquisitions of Steve Pierce and especially Nathan Eovaldi.
Yeah, it is kind of funny that all second half, that was the narrative. We were all, myself included, that we didn't have, this team didn't have enough, bullpen help, and was this going to be an issue, especially against a team like the Astros and, the Yankees lineup, and here we are, and they've done fine. and I think, like you said, that, they've added Pierce and Eovaldi and Kinsler, and that they have all, had, Pierce and Eovaldi, especially, tremendous contributions this postseason. So I think, at least as of right now, Dombrowski is probably sitting back a little bit, kind of smiling to himself at all the, the criticism he took over the last couple months. Really hasn't been warranted these past few, two series, at least to this point. So we'll see if that holds true over the next, few days. So far what he did looks good.
We're talking with Jen McCaffrey. She's in Houston. Red Sox and Astros game 5 tonight. Third base has been the area of concern. Doesn't seem to matter who's out there, but there's been some ugly play at the hot corner. Who'll be out there tonight?
Yeah, well, yesterday, Cora, let's see. We don't have a lineup yet today, but I don't think that Cora, I don't think that Cora gave us an announcement on who was going to be playing today. Just yet. But on the mound for them is Charlie Morton. So I guess we'll kind of end up seeing in about an hour or so when they announce the lineup. But yeah, Cora's kind of bounced back and forth between, Devers and Nunez. And obviously they both have had their, their issues. Nunez was in there yesterday to start, and kind of Devers came into the game and made that the rough play on the backhand. So it's there's not really one answer over there, and that's probably the biggest area of concern, I would think, at this point for Cora in kind of determining what he wants to do with that spot every day. So we don't know yet. We don't know just yet who's going to be playing there tonight, but we should get the lineup in about an hour or so.
And I wonder if we'll get to see pinch runner extraordinaire Sandy Leon out there tonight using his speed.
Yeah, that was kind of funny to watch the other night, and Cora was saying that you know, he made Mitch Moreland laugh a little bit that, you know, he's not a fast guy himself, but to have Leon kind of run for him kind of gave him a little extra, you know, energy to say, you know, okay, maybe I can go out there. So maybe we'll see a little bit more of Mitch over the next couple of days.
Rick Porcello gets the start tonight, and he has been so good, both as a starter in the Yankee series and in his two outings out of the bullpen. What's gotten into Porcello?
Yeah, he's really, you know, turned it up a notch. You know, like a lot of these guys on this team, they didn't have a lot of, you know, didn't have a lot of success in the playoffs over the previous years. But Porcello, you know, has kind of, you know, flipped that narrative and done really well. You know, in his time that he's been out there these couple times through, and tonight, you know, you got to assume it's going to be a similar situation. You know, I'd imagine Houston will come out, you know, really really gearing for it, because they're trying to, you know, get a couple of wins here at home. It probably didn't, you know, settle well with the Astros that they lost their first game at home, or they should be winning. So we'll have to see, you know, how aggressive they come out of the gate to try to, you know, get on Porcello. But his even temperament and kind of just the way he approaches things is really kind of, I think, lends to his success in these high intensity, you know, atmospheres. And so we'll see if that kind of can continue tonight.
And, of course, last night the Red Sox lit up Roberto Osuna. And this is a guy who struggled throughout his career against the Red Sox. I think his earned run average against them is north of 6. Will that cause the Astros to think differently about late-inning situations?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to think so. You know, that inning last night was not good for him at all. And just the numbers themselves don't really speak too highly. You know, it's interesting that the Red Sox have had success against some of these really, really strong relievers. You know, you look at what they've been able to do against Aroldis Chapman in a very, you know, variety of different guys that are, you know, shut down the rest of the league. But for some reason, the Red Sox are kind of able to pick something out of the, you know, the game plan of these guys and how they attack the Red Sox lineup and can kind of, take them down and kind of, find success against them. So the Astros bullpen is pretty strong, or at least was in the regular season. That was kind of one of the biggest strengths coming into the postseason, was that Astros bullpen. So you got to imagine they'll mix things up a little bit, and we'll see what they have tonight.
You tweeted last night that Alex Cora says Chris Sale's planning on throwing a bullpen session today. Are they still holding off on a Game 5 decision?
Yeah, they wanted to see. So he arrived at Minute Maid, I guess, yesterday, you know, after getting released from the hospital from this, you know, stomach virus or food poisoning. They still haven't really told us exactly what it was, or I don't know if they do know themselves. He arrived yesterday, and they thought that he might be able to throw a bullpen session like in the middle of the game last night. And Cora said, you know, if you see him up there in the bullpen, don't think he's coming in. He just needs to get some throws in. But that never happened. So after the game, we kind of followed up on it, and Cora said that he's going to throw it today, the bullpen, and then they'll kind of determine from there, you know, how he feels to go for Game 5. I guess it, you know, I don't know that they would throw him out there even, you know, at this rate for a full, you know, full start. He might maybe they're going to plan that he'll go a couple innings and then turn to the bullpen, or maybe like a Rodriguez or something along those lines. So I guess, you know, we don't have a plan just yet, or we don't have their plan just yet for what they're going to do with him. But I think they're hopeful he'll start, but I just don't know how deep he can go. And I think we'll probably know. We meet with Cora at 5 o'clock Central. So I guess that's 6 Eastern. So you should be seeing a flurry of tweets at that point, I would imagine.
We'll be looking forward to that. Now, we talked about some of the trickery, the espionage, when we started talking with you this afternoon. You've got a new piece up on The Athletic, and there are some guys on this Red Sox team who can hold their own as well when it comes to stealing signs.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I actually started working on this story earlier in the week and kind of was planning to write it for today, and then everything happened last night, and so we kind of had to scramble to kind of rearrange a few things. But I had already talked to a few different guys on the team about during the ALDS, it kind of flew under the radar a little bit, but that big game they had against Severino where they got six runs on, you know, off them in three innings, another writer for The Athletic, Ben Harris, had kind of broken down some video and basically figured out that Jackie Bradley Jr. was kind of could tell that Severino was tipping pitches and kind of was basically calling the pitches Bradley was from the dugout. So tried to talk to a few different Red Sox people. Of course, no one really wanted to admit that, you know, they knew the game plan that night, or at least part of it. But just wanted to kind of see what people had to say about, you know, if there's certain guys in the team that are really good at kind of analyzing, you know, the field and the game, you know, especially in such these high intensity atmospheres, you know, really focusing in on certain aspects of the game. And, it's pretty interesting what some of them said. Tied in with what everything happened when all that news broke last night with the Astros and the spying and all this intrigue. That's kind of, you know, like the game within the game, I guess. That's up there on the site now.
Look for advantages where you can. Jen McCaffrey writes about the Red Sox for The Athletic. She's joined us from down in Houston. Jen, we appreciate you making time on this busy day. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll catch you again soon.
All right. Thanks so much.